Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We are discussing, we're going to have a discussion again today. How exciting.
Great.
What were we talking about the other day? I were a little distracted because we had a little bit of an unfortunate incident near our home, actually. Neil saw a dog be hit by a car. And so what's going to happen is Neil's going to talk while I call animal control because the dog actually survived and ran away, but we were unable to. Unfortunately, unable to get the dog secured and wait for animal control because the dog kept running away from us. So I've got to get in touch with the animal control during the show and see if they can go look for this dog. It's just terrible. So Neil's going to talk with you for a moment, and then hopefully some callers will come in. We'll take your calls. And what were we talking about last time, Neil? What were we talking about?
I don't recall what we were talking about last time.
We were talking about the vulnerability. Now I'm remembering. It's just we're a little distracted because of what just happened. But we were talking about the vulnerability of certain souls in the astral realm once they've crossed over to the other side after they've left the physical body but haven't transcended. So what can happen is souls can be influenced if they've lived somewhat of questionable lives. They can be influenced by demons or unsavory energies in the astral realm that can actually cause them to compound the issues they left the planet with in the next lifetime. So that's what we were talking about. I'm going to see if we can, I can dial this number real quick and you can talk for a moment and I'll be right back.
Yeah, well, I'll be right back. You know, right now there's no callers, so we're okay. I'm looking at a screen, but I don't know what I'm looking at here. So if a caller comes in, I will alert Kristen because I don't know how to operate this thing. But anyways, yeah, it's always distressing to see a loose animal. I always get nervous when I see a loose animal, more or less one that gets hit. And this poor dog was a runner. He just, you couldn't capture him at all. And what he did was he ran into a busy street, and then right at that moment, I witnessed like two cars hit him, and I heard a terrible crunching. So I looked away because I couldn't bear to see what there was nothing I could do, and I didn't want to watch. But the dog did get hit. I saw the dog get hit. But looking back, and when I looked back, the dog was running over to the sidewalk, and still apparently was limping. But I thought it was just going to run over there and die. But it sat and panted for a while and then took off again. So I'm not sure. There could be internal injuries. But anyways, let's put out a good energy prayer for the dog and that he's found. Kristen right now is trying to alert animal control to see if they can maybe find the dog because there was no way on foot. It was running too fast, which it might be a good sign that it might be okay, but you just never know if there's internal injuries because it was hit hard. Anyways, so let's put our energy out for that. But according to the topic, entering the astral realm is always, there's two sides to entering the astral realm. One, it's exciting, it's great, it's amazing. You encounter angels and guides if you're living in the body and you're visiting it through the astral realm, the silver cord, your astral body, and it can be quite amazing. However, the astral realm there's a duality there. And you can also encounter demons and all kinds of dark things, people who bad souls that reside there. It's much like the world itself. And you can encounter both of those entities when you astral project or when you go into the dream world, when you're dreaming, in fact. When you die and your soul is forever released from the body, the silver cord for that body is cut. And then what happens is there's now a soul and a spirit. The silver cord itself is dissolved because the purpose of that was to connect it to the body, the soul to the body. There is an energy of a silver cord within the soul / spirit, more about the soul. But it's not serving a major purpose until the soul begins to advance into a new body and a new energy. And actually, the new body and the new energy is made up of the energies of that person's past life. Sometimes it's most immediate in the previous past life. Sometimes it's a collection of energies from past lives. There's can be good karma in there, bad karma. But if the silver cord is reconnected to a body, that means there's still karma on the earth for the soul to work through.
Okay. Sorry, Neil, to stop you. We have a caller that I'm going to bring on here. Hold on just a sec. Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, it's Tina from New Jersey. Happy Friday.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm fine. I would like to ask about a relationship with a gentleman named Trey, and his birthday is 4/8/1978.
Is this a different person than you've asked us about before? Is this a new guy?
Yes, yes.
What happened with the other guy?
He was just a lot. He had a lot going on with the army background and the nephew, you know, killing the person by mistake. He had a lot going on.
Right. Yeah, I remember you talking about him being a police officer.
So he still kind of has that. He holds back his emotions from, you know, being trained out of his emotions.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy is a.
What's her birthday?
Oh, yeah. What's your birthday, Tina?
11/27/1973. Thank you.
She's a 31/4 and 22. He's a 37/10/1. Okay. Neil, you go ahead and talk. Neil's going to talk to you today. We had a little incident here. So I'm calling animal control about a dog that was hit. So Neil's going to talk while I wait on hold here. So Tina, but glad that you met somebody.
Okay. Tina, in numerical code, his first two numbers, 4 and 8, add up to 12. There is a 12, in fact, in your number. Your second and third number is 12. Your years are interchangeable with his. Your 7 to his 8 is 78. His 7 connected to your 3 is 73. Your years are connected. Together, you become a 5. You're a 4 and he's a 1. Now, a 5 is communication energy. But he's compounded, meaning that, his parents are divorced. He's been divorced. There's something going on in his past. That doesn't mean that it's a deal breaker for you, not at all. But the energy of his past life guards the heart and power. So he struggles with issues of power, this guy. And that means that he may still be in a position of trying to work out things in his life until he feels very grounded. But you meeting him, and in fact, your fire, the numbers in your day, his 8, your 7, or his, your 7 and his 8 adds up to his year. So this is more intense past life than normal, meaning that you're supposed to have met him. You're supposed to have met this guy, and there is a strong energy field between the two of you. So what happens now is that the two of you have to work through karma from a past life. Good, bad, medium, all karma from a past life. And once that's done, then the two of you may ascend into a higher energy field. You may go to a higher place and it becomes more permanent and established. But right now it's on a trial basis, but it is significantly important because you guys are connected soul-wise. Now, does he just say yes or no? Does he have his own business, or would he like to have his own business?
He has his own business.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on, that he has his own business. So that's a good sign because that's a psychic connection. Is the nature of his business one in which people would buy something and he would help them with it? I mean, what's the nature of his business?
Entertainment.
On what level?
On a very high level.
Well, is he an agent? Is he a director? Is he
a director?
He's a director.
Yeah.
And is this a famous face? Is this somebody famous?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when you say he has his own business, does he have it? He's a director, but does he have his own production company?
Yes, and he works with other producers.
Oh, okay. So this now brings it into a larger scope of connection with you. Now it's gotten bigger. Because the attitude of where I was feeling his energy, because I felt I was talking about power and money and having his own business and bringing people in that he helps. That's what in essence, a director does that too. When they're directing actors and actresses, a director matters a lot about what the director does for the characters in a movie and whatnot, screenplay, the editing and all of that. So having said that, on a psychic level, I think that your connection with him is a good start. It's a good start. But what's going to happen is you're going to have to, if you want it to move forward, you have to get through 1 year with him. How long have you known this guy?
It's recent, like the past month.
The 1 month?
Yeah, the past month, yeah.
Okay. So you got... Well, that's interesting because you've got 11 months and you're born on the 11th month. You have 11 months to establish a firm connection with this guy if, in fact, it's going to go any deeper. So the question now would be, can you sustain a relationship with him for 11 months, the term of which would then bring you to a higher place with him? In other words, if you're still with him in 11 months from now, this relationship is going to get deeper. Your most crucial time of conflict within those 11 months will be in the 4th month and the 8th month wherein you have known him. So that would be 3 months from now and 7 months from now. Those are going, that's his karmic number, 3 and 7, you see. So you have 3 months from now and 3 months from now and 7 months from now are going to be crucial periods if you're going to be with this guy. If it cuts to a year, and you're with them and you two are very much in love, then it's going to go deeper. If it's going to break up, it would break up in the fourth or eighth month. Have you heard that?
Yes, I heard that. Thank you.
Did you meet him on set, or were you doing anything?
Yeah, he was in the area, in our area, and that's how I met him. And it was like our spirits. It's like we've known each other forever. And he immediately said, because I told you I'm into ministry, he immediately said, I would like for you to go on this life's journey. I was encouraging him. It was really peaceful.
Yeah, we see
that's
the karmic conversation. You had a karmic conversation with them. Your souls were using the bodies to talk. So
yeah.
you had a soul conversation with them, soul to soul. And if you met him in his environment, if he was in the area, was he actually working on a movie or just hanging out in the area?
No, yeah, it was like dinner. He had finished. We just happened to be like at the same restaurant.
Oh, it was a restaurant. But what I'm asking you is, okay, so it was a restaurant, but why was he in town? Is he working on a movie in the area?
Yeah, he was working on something, yeah, because he lives in California. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you see, his business, the business of his profession lands him in your area. That's karmic. You meet him in a restaurant off the area of the shooting location. But the area that you meet him in, the restaurant, was contingent on him shooting a movie. If he wasn't shooting a movie, he wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, exactly.
So the restaurant, you and the restaurant and him, that's a karmic situation.
Mm.
So your background with him has to do with movies. It has to do with location. And it has to do with restaurant. Now, it's not too peculiar because we know a lot of movies have been based on restaurants. Oh, you could Google restaurant and movies and find a lot of movies based solely on restaurants. And so you connected them there. And there's an old fable that a lot of the old stars were found. They were discovered in restaurants and malt shops and stuff like that. So it's a strong location. So anyway, I think that this is important, and it seems to be connected. And, there's been some information we've shared with you about it. Do you have any other questions?
Mm-hmm.
We have other callers. Do you have any other questions real quick?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Okay, that helped?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Tina.
Okay, we have another caller. Oh, gosh. 862-703 and 408. Are our next callers. I can't believe how long I've been waiting on hold on this call, Neil.
Yeah.
Unbelievable that you're trying to help an injured animal and then you have to wait for how is that efficient? Okay. 862, hi. Are you there, 862? Okay, we're having a hard time hearing 862. 862, if you can hear us, we're going to disconnect your call and then you can call back. There might be a little bit of a problem with the line. So I'm going to disconnect that call and take 703. Hi.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Oh, hey, Andrea. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. We spoke, I think, back in February about a job that I was going to do with the government, and you guys were really right. I did get that one. But then he lied about the longevity of the job and ended the contract because you said I was unprofessional because I kept asking questions. So he lied. So
oh, no.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. But I got a different government contract job with the same agency. And 2 days ago, they ended that contract again. So I don't know if the government decided to end it or the agency decided to end it. I'm kind of leaning towards, I don't know, you tell me what you pick up. I'll take what I think.
Okay, Andrea, let's get your birth date.
Oh, again. Sure. 1-17-63.
63, 7, 8, 9. Well,
yeah.
There are 9.
9, 19, 22.
She's a 28.
That's always right on the money.
So 28, 10, 1, but you've got 9. So I guess that's what I was remembering. Neil's going to talk to you because I'm waiting to connect with someone on animal control. We had an injured animal.
So he wasn't totally totally upfront with you. I think, you know, that. Who was he representing, the agency or the government?
So the first contract was with a government agency, but it was a contract job, and he lied. So they let me go and said that I was unprofessional. So a different agency, different contract, picked me up with the same agency, the government agency. And then 2 days ago, my supervisor and I were sort of let go because they said that the government didn't want us there anymore. But I don't think that's true.
No. Something else is going on. I'm not sure. You know, the fault is in the, quote, agent. I'm getting, quote, more agency than government. So I'm getting a problem with agency. If you're asking, is it government or agency, I'm getting agency. And it just seems to be something corrupt in there. I don't know what your take is,
it's terrible. So it's with the Department of Transportation, but my supervisor, well, they actually fired one of the secretaries. My supervisor stepped down about a month ago and some change. They hired a new one, and she came in there like a bull in a china shop. It was basically, she was to clean house. I think her idea was really to clean house, and that maybe that was her intent, to get rid of my old supervisor and myself, because they came in, it was like her way or the no way, it was a highway. I mean, it was like a dictatorship. So, it was very toxic.
Yeah. Well, why did they say you were unprofessional or whatever it was you said?
She didn't give a reason. She said we had a meeting to go to, and the government decided they no longer wanted you in this position anymore, which I don't like, because I don't think is true.
And she said because you were unprofessional?
No, she didn't give a reason. She didn't give a reason. They just said that the government no longer wanted us.
I heard you say something. You were fired for
the first one. They said I was. Yeah, the first agency said I was unprofessional. So
what
a different agency picked me up because I kept questioning why you lied to me about the contract not being a year when it was only six months. Or five.
Got
months.
It. Got it.
And you kept lying.
So you're unprofessional because you were questioning.
Yes.
And you questioned after the fact. Well.
Correct.
Well, when you questioned, were you already being told that it was only for 6 months? In other words, when they said you were unprofessional, and you were questioning, were you already given bad news prior to that?
No, no. I went in there the first day of the job. The contract guy told me it was a year, and the lady of the agency said it was only 5 months. And I was very confused why I'm getting two different stories. So he basically lied because I quit my full-time job, permanent job, to go work for him.
Andrea, I don't understand at what point they said you were unprofessional.
Oh, a week into the job.
A week into the job?
Correct.
And
mm-hmm.
And that was when you were being given mixed messages?
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's what I'm saying. You were given
mixed
messages.
Yeah, the same government agency picked up the same government agency gave me a different contract doing a different job.
Yeah. So in other words, you were being given mixed messages, and mm-hmm. when you questioned in regard to those mixed messages, they ultimately said, you're being unprofessional. We need
Correct.
To let go. Got it.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, that's agency. The agency is manipulating things.
Yeah, so a different agency picked me up, and the same government agency, so a different contractor person, picked me up to do a different job. And I think that when they started cleaning house with this new agency, the new supervisor, I think her goal was to get rid of the supervisor and myself because they didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't like us.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in, you know, the government, there's a lack of oversight, overseeing.
Mm-hmm.
And the agencies coming in are acting contrary to probably the government's intention. That's what I'm getting on a psychic front. And so these contractors is where the corruption is, and you ran into just a big pile of trouble.
Crap.
In terms of this, of these successive contractors. Are you currently working? No.
No. The job ended on Wednesday.
Uh-huh. So, is it your desire to go back into the Department of Transportation?
Oh, God, no.
You don't want to?
No. Not, that place is very toxic. People like to gossip. People like to talk about other people.
I got it.
It's not a good environment.
I see. What was your role there?
I was the executive administrator for the department leaders, the chief of staff.
So are your talents in being a director, an executive director, overseeing?
I did all the timesheets. I did all correspondence letters. So I basically supported three different branch leaders.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure.
Don't worry about the question. Don't be concerned if you like the topic or not. Just answer the question. Have you ever worked with the utility companies? Any utility companies?
No.
Would that be an area of potential interest?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm getting here is that you should approach the utility companies, and that may be a wide range of different sections, and trying to find work there. Based on your background and expertise and things like that. That's the first thing I'm getting. Now, if I were you, I would follow through, and you're either going to get something or by going there, it leads the energy by going there will lead you to where you're going to be working. You should be getting a job in August. Prediction-wise, it could be sometime mid-August. But the way that the energy field vision here is, I would approach it by going to the utility companies. Here's where the question will be psychically. You're either going to get something there, or the energy of being there generates the position you're going to be in somewhere else. It's a ricochet type thing.
Okay.
And then we're going to expect it to be, a job in August. That will be our expectation. It's not entirely psychically sound, but it's psychically presentable, if you can get my terms.
I do.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, have you just, we had an incident where we saw, right before the show, we saw a dog get hit by a car. It was terrible sight. Horrible. But now I'm asking you a question. Do you have a pet?
No, I don't.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the dog is staying in my mind. I thought I saw a dog around you somewhere in your life. Have you ever had a dog?
When I was a child, we had a French poodle. When I was a kid.
Oh, you had a French poodle?
Named Pepe.
What color?
Pepe. Grayish black.
Okay. All right. Okay, and did you at least get an associate degree in college?
I did.
Uh-huh. I'm basing this on the tracing of this dog. I'm probably throwing myself back into your past and then jumping forward to your associate degree, and then that will hopefully cement the energy of this job coming up in August. Keep us on tabs here.
I will.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And I pray for the dog. I hope he's going to be okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was terrible seeing that. I thought, oh my God, he's running right out into a busy street. And sure enough, two cars hit him. It was horrible. But anyway.
Oh, well, I have that with deer out here. I live in Virginia, so we get that with deer. I've been hit a few times with a deer, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Okay, thank you, Andrea. So,
well,
thanks, Andrea.
Well, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, well, I got a hold of somebody finally, so that's
good. They're going to search for the
dog. We're in such a busy area, and the animal control agencies are divided up, so it was difficult to get to someone who could assist, but luckily, I don't know what's going to happen. The shocking thing is that the two people driving didn't even stop. I mean, disgusting.
Stop.
Disgusting.
It's a terrible thing to see a dog. I don't like seeing dogs loose to begin with. But then when they run into the street and you witness two cars hitting the dog, I turned away.
I wasn't up there because
I
was sitting with
hit.
Olive outside.
But when I turned around, I thought maybe the dog would be laying in the street, but it limped over to the sidewalk. So I don't know what happened, but I heard crunching of bones.
And then when we approached the dog about 10 minutes after it was hit, you and I together, and then the dog ran.
It took off again, but it seemed to be limping. I think something happened to it. It's probably the adrenaline is so scared. It's moving through its pain. But anyways, we'll put out prayer for the dog because it was right in our face and it was immediate. We're always putting out prayer for animals anyways. We're vegetarians, animal lovers, pro-animal, pro-animal, pro-animal. So that's how we feel about life. But anyways.
Okay. 862 and then 408 because 862 couldn't hear us, I don't think. Hi. We have no.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Who's this, please?
This is T.
Oh, hi. Hey, T. How are you?
T.
I said,
how are you?
T. Yeah. Hi. You're from Georgia or something? I can't remember what state.
Yeah, I actually moved from Georgia. Yes, I did. But I'm in Jersey now.
Oh, you moved to Jersey? What made you do that? How'd you make that's different. Definitely.
Yeah, it's very different. I've been up here for a couple of years for work, more money.
You've been there for a couple of years? So I'm remembering you being in Georgia from 2 years ago, and I guess we didn't know you moved, maybe?
Yeah. You remember me. So I was there, and I moved up here. And, so it's been a different experience, but I'm starting to learn how to enjoy each moment.
Well, that's good. Enjoying
that must keep you
better
busy.
Than enjoying every other moment.
Yeah, it does. I'm actually calling about romance. Just wanted to know when you saw me settling down with someone that was for me. And,
okay, what's
committing?
What's your birth date again?
December 9th, 88.
Okay, 9, 10, 11, 12, 22, 38, 11, 2. Okay. Well, your master number involves relationship, but there's some difficulty in relationship because you're a compounded master number. So, what's interesting too? She's got a 29 in her month and day.
Yeah, and her months and her last number adds up to 38.
Yeah, the 1, 2 is a 3, and then of course. 38. So you've had some, you're how, you're 12, 20, you're 30.
30 years old.
30. 31. 30. You're going to be 31. So you've got a little bit of ways to go till you reach the age of 38. But what's happened with relationships in the past? Have you had some controversy, problems in relationship? I mean, you're clearly not in a relationship right now, but has there been some difficulty with the relationship?
Not romantic, yes. They're usually, they're drawn to me, I accept them, and then I realize I don't really like them.
So you're the one with a problem in the relationship more than having a problem with the people you're encountering in the relationship.
Yeah, we just, yeah, we don't, it doesn't go too well. But I'm starting to learn that. I got to go for people that I want instead of accepting people who come to me.
Okay. And when was your last relationship? The last relationship, and how long did it last?
It was like off and on. It was last April, and that was like a disaster. It was like a, let's say it was off and on for a year. For a year, off and on, year and a couple of months.
Have you ever had a relationship last more than 2 years?
Like not being off and on?
Well, off and on would be okay, I guess. It qualifies if
yes,
it's the same
person. Yes, I had one. Yes, I did have one off and on for a span of 6 years.
6 years, so that would be 3 cycles of her master number. 6 years. And you're looking for someone new that fits your requirements. Which you haven't
yes.
found.
Yes.
Okay, T, well, I don't know what it's worth to you, but when I peer into the future, I see a guy that is loves football, and unfortunately has a nicotine habit.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm seeing. Now, I don't know. You know, that's just for starters. Let me ask you something. Was your father, did he have smoking problems, drinking problems? Was he a big sports fan? Your father, even if they, your parents
he's a
were.
My father is a sports fan.
Yeah. Did your parents stay together or were they divorced?
They're still together.
And is your dad a really great dad or do you have complications with him?
He's a great father.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, this guy, and did your dad, does he like a beer? Does he smoke cigarettes?
Mm-mm. He okay. doesn't drink at all or smoke.
Yeah, this guy, it would be much like your dad, but he, you know, maybe I'm looking at him drinking beer and smoking cigarettes when he was younger. I don't know. Maybe he's not doing it now. I'm not sure on the time scheme where this image is, where it is in terms of time. But I think the guy is a big football star. And
star?
Well,
or,
not
or
a star.
Aficionado.
Yeah, he loves football.
He's not going to be like a quarterback.
Now, I'm
going to
ask you.
I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe he can accept a cigarette.
I'm gonna ask you a
yeah,
question.
That wouldn't go, right?
T, I'm going to ask you a question. In your throughout your whole life, even as a little girl, did you ever dress up as a princess with a little crown on your head? Were you ever in a
beauty?
Yeah.
yeah.
You did?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And were you ever in a beauty show?
Like pageants or pageant. Like fashion shows?
Pageant.
No, not the pageants.
Not the pageant, just the princess with the crown on her head and the wand or whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And was it a pretty white dress or do you remember?
There were so many dresses. I'm like the dress queen. I'm still like that. I love dresses.
You love dresses.
It was so, yeah.
Well, that image serves as support for the other image of this guy coming in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At least, well, it's not really synonymous with your name, because if it was, he would be a golfer, but he's not. he would constantly be teed off. But he's a football. He loves football. Do you belong to any organizations as we speak? Do you belong to any clubs, organizations where social gatherings occur?
No, I was looking into joining something because adult life is kind of boring.
Okay, I suggest you join a social organization, join something. That's where he seems to come from. I don't know why he would go there, but who knows? that's where the reading seems to have a path.
Okay. What type
are
of
you
organization,
a sports
like,
person? Are you into sports?
Basketball. I like basketball.
Basketball?
Basketball. I do football, you know, here and there, but I'm more basketball. I come from a really, like, sports family, so it's, like, kind of embedded in me. Yeah.
Okay, but that's a compatible. I mean, you would be compatible with someone who likes sports.
Yeah. That's all I had to hear growing up, ESPN.
Yeah, so you were already in that whole vein of thought. So, okay. Are you going to say something?
No.
You have a look on your face like you're about
to. I was trying to find a group
formula.
People to join. But, you know, women who love sports, men are allowed. I don't know.
do you know how soon it will be?
How soon it will be?
Yeah.
Well, it
like
depends on your – I mean, you have to be proactive, I think, in looking.
I'm very probably. Proactive.
So what do you do to look?
I go out, like, every chance I can.
Oh, go out. Where do you go out?
I go to different sports bars. I go to the park. I try to go to every event that's going on, like concerts.
Probably I would avoid, I mean, personally, I would avoid bars to meet people, even though they're the sports theme. I would maybe, like, a social group is going to be a better place to find somebody who is a relationship material. People in bars are, you know, more into,
the only thing,
you know,
I, the
it's
only
more casual.
Thing, you said sports bar, and you said that after we talked about the prediction. So I don't know. There may, you know, I agree with Kristen that there may be, that may not be the best place. But to answer your question, October.
Okay.
Somewhere, I don't think it should be past October. It might be before. Did you ever know anyone named Julianne or Jules or Julie?
I know a couple throughout my life. I have an aunt, Julie.
Okay, that's probably
right.
It.
Just validations, T. They're just validations, you know. But they help. They help to feel that the path that we're predicting is going to happen. It gives it a little bit more validation. So you might still look in those sports bars, but do entertain the idea of joining a group. It could, I don't know, you know, you got to look at a group that men would be interested in that women go to too. But anyway, he seems like a really nice guy, and it seems really, really, you know, it seems like a good deal, so.
Well, if she's a basketball fan, for instance, there's got to be, like, fan organizations associated with whatever team that she might be a fan of. So, you know, places like that, and it's possible the man that you meet might be a basketball and football. A lot of men that like sports aren't just about one sport. They like multiple sports. So that would be an idea.
Yeah.
For you. Okay. Well, keep in touch. Keep in touch. And you can join our Facebook group for the show or follow us, send us a friend request. We appreciate it.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, T. Bye-bye. Okay. 408 has been so patiently waiting. Hello. 408.
Hi.
Are you still there? Hi.
Yes. Hi, it's Migs. How are you?
Oh, Nids. Hi, Nids. Hi. I've been thinking about you, actually.
Who?
Nids.
Nids?
Yeah. She's the one we talked to, like, a few weeks ago on the phone. She's got this situation with the court case with the man she was seeing who, you know, there's that he has her personal belongings, and she's going to court in August. Remember? Okay, well, anyway, so there's, and she has a couple kids, and she wants to open up a business, but she works in technology. Anyway, What's going on?
So I heard back the judge has made a statement on my divorce side that the house be sold. And also they ruled that my separate property is not my separate property, and they have given him half of the money.
Oh, no.
She's
312-82.
Yeah, that's
all. Oh, no. So this is the home that you live in with your children.
Yes.
And now, and your parents gave you a down payment for it, and the judge ruled.
Correct.
The judge ruled that, oh, boy.
Well, how can that be? I don't know how that can be.
Is there a way you can appeal that ruling?
Well, I mean, we are going to file an objection first and then go from there. But it's just like, I spent so much money in just trying to do this, and the judge basically just used her discretion. She didn't even, she's not even following the law. So, and I like how she had already made up.
Your parents put down the down payment on the home?
Some of it, I think.
And this was within
majority
the marriage?
The
Did
majority,
you buy
yeah.
the home within the marriage? And the judge ruled that it was his, that it's his property?
No, they ruled that it's a community property, so it gets divided 50-50.
So essentially, you wanted the house and to take over the payments for the house, which you still owe money on. And your parents had said that they put, would they put down $150,000, am I remembering right, for the down payment?
$300,000?
$300,000? Okay, yeah. So $300,000. Sorry. So $300,000, their claim is that that was a gift to you, not to you and your ex. And the judge ruled essentially that it's community property, so it would be, you would have to sell the home. Wow.
I mean,
I have to sell the home.
It doesn't feel clean to me. Unless, were you able to buy out your husband?
Well, that's what I wanted to do, and she ruled, oh, they both want to buy each other out, so I'm going to order the house sale.
Wait, say that.
Repeat that. And she has that we both want to buy each other's interest out of the house, so therefore she has ordered the house to be sold.
Oh, because it was a conflict.
Yes, I mean, we both wanted, we basically said that one of us should keep the house, you know, because it's his house.
No. Because you both wanted it, she determined no.
Neither of you can have it.
Neither of you
sell
have
it.
You're going to have to sell it and move on.
Right.
But did he put anything into the house as a down payment?
Well, I mean, we were married at the time, so whatever I put in terms of my
parents?
Previous savings during the marriage, that's considered him putting down payment too. But
right,
he only put $40,000.
So you and okay, so your parents put $300,000, he put $40,000, and how much did you personally, even though it's community property?
$120,000. So basically,
you had more invested in the house than he did.
But see, they're considering it community property because they were married at the time. So they're considering that money community money.
I know they're considering it, but still. It's a judge's ruling, but you could have had a different judge that would have said, listen, you put more into it than he did. So if you're able to buy him out, you have first choice.
So I'm wondering about reassignment of a judge. Is that possible?
No, she doesn't have the finance.
No.
Well, then you know what?
I mean, I'm not even. Yeah.
Some people get messed up. This is a tragic, sad story. You didn't get it.
Yeah.
What you've got to do is probably move on and figure that by moving on, you're going to find a new life. You're going to find somebody else. I know somebody who had a tragic divorce. They moved on. They went to Italy and they found this gorgeous model guy and they seemed to be, you know, having the time of their life. Whereas before they were trying to save a marriage and it was miserable. So, you know, you never know how life changes when you're least expecting it to go one way and you want it to go one way. It doesn't go one way. And then, you know, what you have to do is start getting your things in order and move on. Is this a finalized divorce?
Yes. Divorce is already finalized. It was just this property was in the question.
The property, though, isn't finalized. So that's not finalized.
So
really.
What are your expectations for the future? What are you calling for?
She has, well, this is two pieces, sorry to interrupt, Nance, but there's two pieces to this. So there's this marriage, but then she got involved with this other guy, and there's a court deal with them because of a domestic violence issue, and they both have restraining orders against each other. So she's involved in a lot of drama in the court system right now, and that's going to be resolved in August. Is there anything changed?
No. So, yeah, things have changed. So we are heading towards a settlement on that side. He has now decided to return my properties to me, my stuff to me.
Oh.
And we are both going to drop the restraining orders, and we are just going to work together to seal everything on that side.
That's great. So you're not going to have to go to court, which is what you wanted.
No. Yeah. On his side, yes.
That's good, because that's something that we spoke about, resolving in terms of energy work. So that's excellent.
Good.
So that's good. That's
you're
good.
You're a product. You have bad karma in relationship. That
yeah.
And it is a source of numerology interpretation that would explain why you have that. We won't get into that, but you have that.
We explained
what to you, her. How old are you right now?
I am 37.
Okay. So
and then
30,
and remember there was a prediction of 38.
Yeah. 38.
38 where things
well,
are going
right
to start
now,
clearing.
Her energy, the 38 is fine.
But no, that was.
I got it.
Yeah.
But in numerology, your master number is eight. It's not divisible by 26.
Yeah.
24 is. So you go on multiples of eight from birth, but also multiples of eight from the age of 26. That would mean right now you're 11 years beyond 26, and you are 5 years beyond the age of 32. Those are multiples of eight. Your next multiple of eight is going to be at 40. So, yeah, I said 38 before because there's a certain element of energy.
And she's 12 years. It would be 12 years, which is her day, beyond her karmic number of 26.
Yeah.
So
here's what you got.
That was part of it.
If you want a relationship at 38 that's healthy, you can probably have one that's not healthy. But if you want one that's healthy and you want it at 38 as opposed to 40, here's what I suggest you do. And I don't usually say these things because I think it's absolute nonsense.
Except now.
But
where
except
it's
now
not.
Where it's not going to be nonsense. Because I don't believe in this what I'm about to say. I think it's nonsense.
Well, except in this moment.
But right now I'm getting, because it's a vibe I'm getting with you. You need to light three white candles.
Okay.
I don't care. Where is she from? What country? What is it? India?
I don't know. Well,
California.
She's from California. Are you native to the United States?
Yeah.
You're Indian, but your heritage is India, but you're born in the U.S.?
So, do
born
you
in
like...
UK.
Oh, UK. Yes. She's British.
British,
but Indian descent.
Yeah. So do you, first of all, do you light candles?
Yes.
Oh, you do already. And do you light, were they incense candles or just candles?
Well, I do both.
Okay, well, then you're already doing it. What I'm saying is do it again, three white candles formed in a triangle.
Okay.
Spaced so that they form a triangle. And, you know, candles, I don't like candles because they're fire hazards. But so watch the candle. I don't want to suggest this to you and then your house burns down. But so watch the candle. But what do three white candles. And I'm seeing a guy coming in. There's a letter A in his name, like Ansel or something like that. And that's where we're starting to promote this.
So real quick, because we're at the end of our show, Niz, but
what do you plan to do as far as a move once you sell the house? I mean, if this is, I mean, you're appealing, but
I have no idea what I'm going to do. This is why I'm just shocked at this decision.
And so the equity in the home, I remember, is like $3,700 you have in the home, and you would have to split that with your husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Or ex-husband, rather.
How much have been?
$700,000, I think, right? $700,000 or $750,000, something like that. Okay, well, I mean,
that would leave her with $350,000 approximately.
Yeah, but she's in a very, very costly area. I mean, it's very expensive to live there. The homes are really expensive.
Yeah. Would that be Silicon the extent? Valley. Would the equity be the extent of your savings?
What do you mean, extent of my savings?
You have more money in savings additional, aside from the equity in the home.
No, I don't. I mean, this is, like, I'll have to ask my parents to give me more money to buy something then. So, I don't know. I was just thinking I might just go and rent something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's like so
quick. Your money, yeah, conserve your money wisely because, you know, rent, you're going to just be living and wasting your money if you want to have an established home. So, think hard about that before you start throwing your money away into rent if you want to have an established home. Light those three candles and don't make any moves yet.
Okay. It's, well, sorry that it worked out that way. What?
Do I have to light three candles only one time?
One time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just once. But, you know, do your mystical spiritual thing with it. You know, whatever you do.
Whatever your ritual is.
Pray. Do your thing. And,
okay.
You know, do something a little bit above and beyond what you normally do. You know, you're asking for a healthy relationship. You're asking for a healthy environment. You're asking for a nice home to live in. The energy of that we're expecting something to connect out there. I don't know where. You know, India is very mystical, and there's gods and goddesses and all kinds of things you pray to, deities. And so you got to do your thing there, okay?
Okay. And also, like, so do you see anything with James? Like, I just want to understand.
We're at the end of our show. We're about to get our warning, so we can't really answer anything else today. So we've got to close. But you can call us on a subsequent show, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Bye. We are at the end of our show, so we have to close on time today. But we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and hope that you join us then, callers. Thanks for dealing with our kind of unexpected issues on the show today. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.